reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can always follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching Favorite. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and his retribution name is Spice Rack, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
I'm doing well, brother, and that is true. This past weekend, I ate so much brisket that I could have fucking did a spice rack. I'm telling you, it was bad.
Do you know that me and the marketing director almost got a divorce over some spices, right? Did I tell you about this?
No. What happened?
She told me she was going to make me some wings.
Oh, no.
And I came downstairs, and she was out there in the oven, which I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I said, what you season these with? She said, salt and pepper. We haven't spoken since.
What is this white girl doing?
I know. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to drag the marketing director. She's taken us so far in life. I think she knows. I think she just went lazy on me. God love her.
For one night. That's fine.
You know what, though? She was asking, you know what she asked me later the night, though? Where she can order me a PS5.
He fucking married well. Wow.
So, hey, putting salt and pepper on everything, right?
Right. Fuck it. Go ahead.
Got a lot to talk about tonight. Legwork segment's going to be a little bit light. We got some pre-orders on Ringside Collectibles. Actually, gonna talk some Barry, some figures, some wine, and some football tonight. It's like three of my favorite fucking things in the world.
I was going to say, it's right up our alley.
Right up my alley, man. So let's go ahead and let's jump right into it, man. Let's go over to Ringside Collectibles right now. We got a few new pre-orders that I would like to discuss. The first one I want to talk about is the WrestleMania 37 Celebration figures. That's for their basic figures, but they come with the ring cart, I believe. And you have WrestleMania 3 Andre and WrestleMania 3, of course, with the ring cart, obviously. Well, I guess it could be 6. Macho Man Randy Savage. These are $25.99 a piece, or you can buy the complete set of 2 for $49.99. We did. We talked about these on the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. Barry, any thoughts on these at all?
I honestly think these are going to sell crazy, and just because of the cart.
Yeah.
I think people have been looking for that, and now they're getting it. And you get a Macho Man and an Andre. So I think these are going to be hot commodities.
Yeah, this is going to be a rock and stock situation for me with Macho Man. Obviously, I got to have all the Macho Man figures loose and on the card because I'm a psycho like that. So these are going to be going to Walmart. Probably wait till they get to Walmart. I think that's what I'm going to do. You can pre-order them. They will arrive to you late October. So I'm guessing sometime late November, early December for Walmart as well. But $25.99, we'll see what Walmart can do with that. Next, we have the WrestleMania 37 series. We have The Fiend. We have Drew McIntyre. We have Ricochet. We have Andrade, which I think is a pretty cool addition. You know, I like to see Ricochet getting there a lot more. We saw him in the top picks. We've seen him in the Survivor Series. And obviously with the Elite 69 that everyone loves so much. You're looking at The Fiend for $23.99. These are just the basics. The Fiend, $23.99. Drew McIntyre, $17.99. Ricochet, $14.99. And Andrade, $16.99. So I'm not going to get it. I don't plan on getting any of them.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the Andrade looks like. and see what happens.
And next, another Elite 2-pack, Barry. We have Mr. T and Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 2. I think we talked about this as one of our wants many, many episodes ago. They got the gloves. They got the extra hands. They got the WWE logo on the trunks. Love Piper's trunks there. The match was kind of a mess. I know you remember that. What are your thoughts? You going to get them? What do you think?
I think I will have to get these. Combines boxing and wrestling, two of my favorite things. I remember they had Joe Frazier and Lou Duva in the corners. So, yeah, a nice memory when you're a kid to see stuff like this. So, yeah, I think I'm going to pick them up.
Yeah, I think I will, too. I know I said, like, oh, I'm not big on the two-packs. And I was with Finn and AJ. I thought the Ray and Samoa Joe was pretty sweet. I didn't get it. I did pass. Obviously, I got Triple H in China, and I got Goldberg and Brett on the way. Can't wait till it gets here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to get this one as well. I love retros. I love flashbacks. I love things that happened that I remember from my childhood. I'm going to date myself a little bit there. But, yeah, that's kind of a rule of thumb, man. Gotta get the old shit, right?
Absolutely, for me anyways. And I know you're all about it too.
And next, we got a new Jushin Thunder Liger from Storm Collectibles. It's the New Japan Pro Wrestling release. I'm going to go ahead and read the article right here really quick. Last month, Storm Collectibles announced their latest premium quality Jushin Thunder Liger figure. The 7-inch fully posable figure, shout out Jeff and Scott, features the late career ring gear with a variety of replaceable hands and removable cape, complete with wire to adjust for perfect poses. The figures will be available in late November in Japan, with December shipping anticipated elsewhere. I know I sent you over the article. Get a pretty good look at this right here. What do you think, bud?
Well, they got 8,580 yen is going to be the price on that.
And that converts to?
8,580. I have no fucking idea. But, man, that figure is banging. Like, I really, really like that figure. The cape is really cool, and it comes off. For the figure photographers, you get a wire to, you know, do different poses and things like that. I think that's going to be very cool. As long as, what is that? 8,580 yen ain't like $300.
It's 8167.
Well, shipping's gonna be who knows how much. So you're looking at $100 figure at least.
I'm assuming Ringside will get this.
Yeah, you're looking at $100 figure at least, with markup maybe $149.99. So. Yeah, I was thinking about getting it until you just shouted that price out. So maybe another time.
I respect Liger. I'm not the biggest Liger fan. I know it sounds pretty sacrilege, but I'm just not. You know, I've passed on the other ones, so probably pass on this one as well. Plus, but it does look dope. It does look fucking amazing. This will look great in a Detolf loose. I mean, it looks awesome. That cape is awesome. Yeah, and like I said, from his later years. Barry, what's your thoughts on wine?
You know, I'm not a big drinker, but I know you like wine. You're going to be the connoisseur here. I think you're going to take us in the right direction. I wouldn't be against having a bottle of these, though.
So that's the thing. I think a lot of people are looking to... just for the collectible aspect of it, right? Just for the display. It'd look great in any man cave with your wrestling collectibles. I am a big wine guy. I have wine on the daily. I love it. I'm not like buying expensive bottles or anything. I've been stuck on the 19 Crimes Cali Red Snoop wine lately, which is fantastic. Do you know Snoop has his own wine with 19 Crimes?
You know, you mentioned that last week, and I was like, damn, that sounds interesting.
It's fantastic. It's actually beautiful. And for lack of better, I think I talked about this last week. It's got a little smoky taste to it. I get hints of chocolate. It's really good. And for $12.99 a bottle, really good for that price. But what we have here is we have, let me go ahead and get to the main page here. We have two wines. And what they're going to do is they're going to be rolling out more wines too. Now you can actually go vote on what who you'd like to see featured in the next bottles. These are $50 a pop per bottle. The first one is the Undertaker. It's a 30-barrel series. So it's a 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon. Limited edition 30-barrel series to honor the Phenom's 30-year career. Each Undertaker bottle is marked with individual bottle number as well as the barrel it came from. And then there's the Ultimate Warrior 2019 Zinfandel. These are both reds, obviously, for you guys who don't know wine. Each limited edition individually numbered bottle also features one of three unique corks produced with different images and sayings from the warrior himself. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a better description of the wines here. Now, the Ultimate Warrior wine, it's a premium Zinfandel. That's 80% Zinfandel and 20% Sangiovese. It comes from Mendocino County, California, limited edition, individually numbered. It's in a growler's type bottle, Barry. So I don't know if you're familiar with a growler. It's a different bottle shape than what your traditional wine bottle is, which is great. Three unique corks. Which, again, I like anything that's just different. You know what I mean? So I like the growler bottles, probably one of my favorite aspects of it. And the cork, the top of the bottle, it's expertly wax dipped. So I don't know, for you, not a drinker, you've seen bottles of Maker's Mark, right?
Right.
Same thing.
Okay.
So that's, you have to cut it. You have to cut the top with your knife, and then you'll be able to pop the cork right there. The Undertaker is a limited edition 100% premium Cabernet from Lodi, California. It's aged in oak, which is a really good barrel to age your wine in. Really good. And they did 30 barrel production. So they're going to let you know which barrel that it came from, like they said, to mark each of his 30 years. Individually numbered, shares barrel 1 through 30. The bottle, parts of the bottle, which is really cool. I don't know if you're looking at the bottles now or not.
I am.
Glow in the dark. Which is awesome. So it looks like they went above and beyond here. And again, it is expertly wax dipped. You can buy, they have many different packages to choose from here. They got a 4-bottle pack, a 4-bottle mix. So you can buy 4 bottles of Taker. You can buy a 4-bottle mix, 2 Taker, 2 Warriors. You can buy a 6-bottle pack, which is 6 of either or, and then a 6-bottle mix. So they're available in 43 states. So those of you guys that like red wine, yeah, you would love this. I think the Warrior is probably a little more appealing to me with the 80% Zinfandel, 20% Sangiovese. Probably have a small bit of bite to it, which I like. My wife would definitely love the Undertaker Cab.
I was going to say the Undertaker bottle, just the bottle. As it glows in the dark and all that shit, would appeal to maybe a collector, a fan, more than your wine connoisseur, I guess you'd say.
Right. And I think the $50 price point, a lot of people are like, ooh, that's a little steep. You know, I think with the marketing behind it, I don't think that's terrible. I really don't. I know that sounds crazy. I've had plenty of $50 bottles of wine. I mean, I'm not a wine total connoisseur, you know, but you can taste things that are smooth. You can't understand why some things cost more than others, as opposed to, like, you know, you get like I'm trying to think of an example. Just a nice $30 bottle as opposed to like a $7 bottle of like Barefoot, for instance. Barefoot's good. Nothing gets Barefoot. If you're, you know, low on funds, you want a nice wine. A Barefoot Pinot Noir is very nice. I strongly advocate it. It goes down like almost like grape juice. It's really good. Get you where you need. If you're going to get drunk, if you're not looking for like the wine, you're looking to get drunk, drink something cheap like that. This sounds like a nice bottle. This would be really cool. Like if I have, you know, my buddy TJ, he loves wine. He loves wrestling. He loves both of these superstars. This is definitely something that I can see us getting into for like a, you know, a WrestleMania or something. Or just us getting together and, you know, we want to have like a wrestling themed day. We do that sometimes, even as adult men. you know, we might get together and watch an old pay-per-view or whatever. That, well, pre-COVID, we haven't really done that since COVID, but everybody's home right now. But I think it's excellent. It's not a bad price at all. And actually, if you get the 6-bottle mixes, they're going to give you a $25 cut, which, you know, if you plan on really drinking this stuff and having it, you want to, or say you want to get some and you want to gift some to your buddies, that might be the way to go. But yeah, I think it's a really cool concept, man. It's just a way, another, you know, different way to appeal to, you know, guys like me who never thought I'd get like a WWE wine. I know Hova said that he's not a big wine drinker, but he might get some to collect because he's, you know, he's a mark for gimmicks, which awesome. I think a lot of people will end up going that route, you know. But he said if they ever come out with like a, you know, WWE vodka, like he's a big Tito's guy, I would be into that too. Or like, you know, our good friend Chris Rucker from Boot to the Face, you know, he loves his whiskey. Loves his whiskey. If they came out with like, you know, a Sting whiskey, oh my God, he'd be all over that shit. So it's just another way. Go ahead.
I was going to say they come out with a Mickey James whiskey and you'd have to lay it down.
You know, that's what I mean. And just different. I think it's just different ways to, you know, we see WWE market to kids and younger generations so much. I think this is really cool to, I don't even think people who are like even active wrestling fans as adults, but were when they were kids, this might be a cool gimmick for them to have, something cool to have in their collections. I know a lot of people that, you know, I have a wine fridge, right? So I keep different bottles in there. We got reds, we got whites. It's got two different, you know, the upper is a little warm, like closer to room temperature. And that's where we keep a lot of the reds. The bottom is a little cooler. That's where we keep a lot of the whites. I don't fuck with too much white wine. Rachel does on occasion. That's more for when company comes over. We'll pull that out. But as an adult, civilized adult, you know, it's good to have wine in the house. And I know a lot of people have, you know, my aunt has a big wine cellar, her and her boyfriend, you know, and he fucks with wrestling a little bit. If I told him about this, which I will, I guarantee he's going to get some.
That's right.
But it is limited. So I don't know how active available, especially with Taker only being in 30 barrels. You know, that's not a ton of bottles, man. So we'll see. But I think it's a really cool concept, something different. And, you know, I think that every week we talk about figures, T-shirts, whatever it may, you know, just whatever it may be, belts, whatever. This is something totally unique, totally cool. And I'm very curious to see who they come out with next. I would like to see, you know, obviously The Rock has his own tequila. Maybe a Rock wine. Maybe I don't know if Stone Cold would do a wine. I don't know if that's really like on brand for him. Who do you think they could do? Maybe like an NWO wine, for instance. Get some WCW in there.
You know, I honestly, and this is playing into you, is I could see a Macho Man.
There it is, brother.
I mean, they would play into that. And, you know, and they're putting figures out of him now. And, you know, and this is funny, but like a Kurt Angle, like a USA kind of themed wine, I think that would go over huge.
Man, you just tickled my fancy right there with the Macho Man. Because again, I'm not like, I like The Undertaker. I'm not a big Warrior fan at all. But I'm thinking about getting these. I might even order them tonight if they're still. Somebody said they were sold out. I don't know. I haven't tried to pre-order them yet. So that's TBD on that. But again, cool concept. I love it. Something different for us to talk about. So, all right, Barry, you want to go ahead and read a word from our sponsor?
Absolutely, sir. Because Manscaped's happy to have us. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
You know? So, and let me tell you something about them. You've never had a company, then this is strictly for the men this year, offer you 10% off for each ball. Okay? Now you have. Because at www.manscaped.com, fill up your cart. Get the lawnmower 3.0. Get the ball toner for freshly manicured balls. Ball deodorant, so they smell fresh after a nice summer jog. All this and so much more over at www.manscaped.com. Use promo code DTF. Receive 20% off your entire order. That is 10% each ball. And free shipping. Just so you know.
That's 20% off your entire ball sack. for your whole order plus free shipping. Now, if you're Lance Armstrong, who probably has one nut, you only get the 10%?
Well, it depends on how big it is. If it's big, we can work 20% in there.
Okay. All right. Barry, you ready to talk some legwork?
It's very thin. Very thin for me.
So we all know any effort you put in to get figures, we call that legwork. If you guys could, use the hashtag legwork. A lot of people do to show us what's hitting stores. Show us what's out there. Show us what you can get. I know doingthefavor.com, there's been some great listings lately. Charlie Core posted a bunch of elites. A bunch of elites. So work out with him. I mean, if anything in distribution right now, when it goes to the website, will be cost plus shipping. Anything out of distribution is fair game. So work with Charlie, see what he has. I know Daydream Finger, he's trying to get me to buy 3 Billy Graham Classic Superstars. And I haven't responded back because I'm afraid I'm going to. So right now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, ain't nothing wrong with some Superstar.
Yeah, 3 of them. 3 Billy Graham Classic Superstars. So I've been eye-fucking them. I've been looking at them. But, and really, right now, the reason I'm looking at stuff, there's nothing hitting stores right now in my area. Not one new thing. I've checked numbers every day. Go to doingthefavor.com/SKUS. Check those numbers on BrickSeek and PopFinder. You know, we got Top Picks. We got Elites to Target, Walmart. We got Legends. We got AEW Unrivaled, AEW Unrivaled Rings. I mean, a variety of things. And I tell you what, there is not an AEW figure in my city. So they have not hit. I'm waiting for the next wave to hit to hopefully get that little brand. But, I mean, I've even stopped in Ollie's. I have not seen anything in Ollie's at all. I mean, nothing. So, which is fine. You know, it's a time when I talk about, like, okay, there's not stuff coming in right now. I'm enjoying my collection I have. I've been kind of, like, rearranging in the room upstairs. Think about posting some stuff because I'm like, a lot of fuck it purchases up there. We talked about that last week, what a fuck it purchase is. And that's when there's nothing else to buy. You just fucking buy something. Just fuck it. So I've been refraining from that. We still have a lot of legends, Bobby Heenan and Razors sitting around Targets. So if you guys have not seen those or live in an area where you can't get to a Target or you only have one Target and they got sold out, hit me up. Let me know. I can get one out to you for cost plus shipping. So about 30 ships figure. But yeah, nothing. Nothing, which is fine. I've been on eBay lately. I got a couple bids out. I bid out on a Classic Superstars Arn. I'm in a little bit of a back and forth with a Classic Superstars 2-pack with Ric Flair and Barry Windham in that beautiful Four Horsemen shirt. But other than that, I've been keeping an eye out for Smash and Slams. About to pull the trigger on this Lex Luger, I think. And then after that, I'll only have Hogan to get. And I have that. Well, not all of them. So there's so many variants of the Classic Superstars. But I'm only going to get one of each guy. So, yeah, other than that, nothing. Nothing coming in. I got this. I think it's the first time since we've done this show in a while that I went a whole week without buying a figure.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy because it's the same here. There's nothing. I check the SKUs, I check all that stuff, and it says 6+. Well, you go to the store and it's, you know, 65s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's in the whole 100, fuck, I don't know how many mile radius, but for AEW figures, there's 4 to 5 in one of the stores. And everywhere else is empty. And I've honestly been thinking about driving there and just and seeing if the boxes aren't total shit, I would just buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think some people thought these were going to be peg warmers. They were going to sit there. And these fuckers are hot. You can't find them. You can't get them.
I think we got the first first wave of them. And I, you know, I'm 13, 14 Walmarts here, and they went like fucking fire instantly. So I moved some, got some out to some people. I got a mint on card and a loose AEW collection. Did you see that thing going around on Twitter where people were saying the paint was coming off their AEW figures?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I guess there's not. He said that there was a mark on his Cody, and he was rubbing it, and the paint was coming off. So I don't know if that's a thing where it's like, you know, first wave in the line. We got to expect some things to be kind of fucked up. How hard was he rubbing it? What was he using to rub it? I mean, there's a lot of gray area there. I don't know. We'll see.
And a lot of the boxes from a lot of people that I've saw, their boxes were fucked up from, not from the shipping, but from the store. They didn't really know how to package them or whatever. I was like, all mine are fucking clean. Like, mine are pretty clean. And I'm pretty happy about that. And like I said, I'm just looking for Brandy. And, you know, and if you can find the variant, you know, if you can find the 1 in 500, 1 in 1,000, that'd be awesome. But I haven't seen, and I think I've seen two people maybe in show them.
Of course, the people that did get them for gifts. The influencers.
Well, we're influencers, and motherfucker ain't sent me nothing.
No, that's a tough box to keep mint on card. I can see that. That was one of my thoughts when it came out, like, eh. But, you know, the elites, we've seen a lot of the elites boxes, too, where, you know, bent corners, that the adhesive on the side of the box, that's a big bitch I've had, is the adhesive on the side of the box, like, you know, it's coming off. So I got an extra figure upstairs that I've kind of like worked on, which is a pretty sought after figure. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to post it on the website too. May even have a contest. Who knows? We'll see. Just to see if I can get it to stick on there, because it was off there whenever I picked it up from Target. There it is. I even said Target. If that helps you guys out. If that helps you guys out at all. But yeah, right now I'm, you know, instead of going to stores, well, I see no numbers moving. I'm on eBay. I'm on Mercari, you know, just looking. Even the Hall of Fame Fig Hunter GBM, I haven't seen him buy anything either. So it is what it is right now. It's a lull in the action, which is fine. You know, this stuff tends to come in waves a little bit. I don't know if you guys can hear Axel over there making all kinds of noises.
He makes an appearance every show.
Every show. He's here looking at me right now. Am I on the show? Yes, Axel, you're a star. Don't worry about it, buddy. But yeah, right now, and I tell you what's dangerous. I'm sure you have watched Kyle Peterson's Classic Superstar series on his YouTube channel.
Yep. You turned me on to that.
That's dangerous. That's such a dangerous thing to watch. I watch those late at night, like before I go to bed. Like, usually I've been watching a lot of sports, a lot of football, a lot of basketball with playoff bubble playoffs going on right now. And then kind of my thing to wind down before I go to bed is I watch that. And I watch kind of, you know, I think I'm up to series 10 now, which I think he just posted series 13 or 14. So I'm about caught up. Really amazing job, Kyle, if you listen, by the way. It's such a good, like, such a great service you're providing to the community here, especially people like me who took a break from collecting, not only collecting figures, but kind of watching wrestling for several years there in the 2000s when I was out partying.
Right.
So, you know, he talks about the peg warmers and stuff, but that makes me go back on the eBay and see what's available, which, you know, is, like you said, a dangerous fucking thing. I'm trying, and my discovery, my boy BW, I'm kind of wanting to buy all his shit. Don't be surprised. I come on here 1 week and I talk about I bought his Galoob.
Hey, he's a fucking worker.
He was. All right, you ready to talk about some AEW stuff?
I think we should.
AEW new arrivals. Go to shopaew.com/new-arrivals. And that shows you everything that they've gotten new over there. So we've been covering this for about 6-7 weeks now. So we're pretty caught up on all the t-shirts. You have Reynolds and Silver, recruitment specialists. That's Silver, man. He's hilarious, by the way. I don't know if you... Did you see the segment that was going around Twitter? I just watched the BTE with Trent's mom, Sue.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it was hilarious. You can go back. I'll send you the clip after the show. It's fucking hysterical. Which, by the way, I don't know if you watched Dynamite last week. How good was that parking lot brawl?
It was very good. I did watch it.
That was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, man. That was definitely main event worthy of the show. Have Orange Cassidy make an appearance. And then with the twist of comedy at the end with them getting in Sue's mom's van, or Trent's mom's van, her flipping people off. That shit was amazing. Such good work, man. It's got to be cool for Trent to have his mom on the show, too.
Yeah, it's a check. He's turned into Buff Bagwell. Where's Judy Bagwell when we need her?
Honestly, I think that's the only new shirt. I really do. Because we talked about Miro's best man shirt last week. Anna Jay's the Queen Slayer. Abaddon, the all-out 2019 autograph turnbuckle. Which I was at that show. Yeah, I think that's the only new shirt, brother. Wow. So they've slowed down, too. Man, I'll tell you what, man. These people aren't helping us for content for a show.
Fucking law in the act. But that gives you a chance to replenish the wallet, build up funds, get ready for that fucking next wave.
You know what I did buy? If you guys go to Hot Topic, I know we're on AEW right now. Hot Topic is running a 20% off. Let me go ahead and pull up Hot Topic really quick so I can give you guys the code.
I can fucking tell you about Hot Topic.
You're happier now, okay? So 20% off the site. Use code HT20. If you go ahead and you type in AEW, and I think they were listening to us, because now they're offering the 3X.
As they should.
In fact, they're going all the way up to 4X.
Just to make sure in case I put on any weight.
I did get the All Elite Wrestling Orange Cassidy yearbook t-shirt with the 20% off code. I got it shipped free to the store at the... I live like 5 minutes from the mall. It's going to the Hot Topic there. I got it. Tax, everything. The shipping was free. I think it was under $25.
Oh, nice.
So, as soon as I get the email, I can go pick that up. I'm hoping that'll be tomorrow. But on Hot Topic, they have, I know we're talking about Shop AEW, bear with us, the Orange Cassidy, Young Bucks Came with the Business shirt, the All Elite Wrestling Mocks, American Nightmare, which I believe, a gray American Nightmare shirt, a Cody shirt, which is on sale. This is for $12. The code doesn't apply. The Inner Circle shirt, another Young Bucks Superkick Fiesta shirt, and Young Bucks Superkick Party shirt. Use code HT20 to get 20% off. That's a really good deal. I was pretty happy to get that. You ready to do top sellers for the week?
No, I'm ready to see what people are wearing.
What people are wearing. I will say, dropping out of the top 10 this week is the Orange Cassidy Hardcore shirt. Coming in at 11 for t-shirts. Number 10, we got the Join Dark Order shirt. All right. Number 9, the AEW logo shirt. Number 8, the Orange Cassidy Freshly Squeezed, also available in white. Number 7, big drop this week. This is the worst year I've ever lived in, SCU. Number 6, Anxious Millennial Cowboy. Number 5, Anna Jay Queenslayer. Didn't see that coming. Anna Jay's a draw, apparently.
She's out there.
Number 4, Abaddon, the Dead Girl shirt. Again, another one jumping in the top 10. Number 3, a shirt I just purchased. Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. Number 2, Miro, the best man. And the number 1 selling shirt at shopaew.com this week, best friends, Trent's mom. That's a cool shirt.
Shout out to the ladies, Anna Jay and Abaddon getting in there.
Yeah, and Trent's mom.
Right.
Which I think was one of the fun... I'm an AEW mark, whatever, but I laughed my ass off the first time I saw them get out of her van and act like they were all tough about it. That shit was hysterical. Those guys do a really good job of mixing in like fun, and they can both work their asses off. that parking lot brawl was brutal for a TV match, which I enjoyed it. All right, I know last week we talked about Legend Shop, a lot of t-shirts they have here. You guys also know that the weather is turning. Well, it is in Ohio. I don't know what state y'all live in. Barry, you live in Wisconsin, so definitely turn it up there. So I got some long sleeves on now. So let's go to legendshop.wa.com/collections/sweatshirts-hoodies. Let's look at some long sleeve shirts. Some shit I might be buying here soon. You have the Undertaker shirt. You got the Macho or Undertaker hoodie, Macho Man hoodie. The Razor Ramon hoodie's dope. I actually don't like the Macho Man one as much. But the Razor Ramon looks amazing. The Ric Flair looks amazing as well. Trish Stratus, that's so-so. It's kind of like her newer shit, newer logo. Lita as well. Another Lita. So Lita's got two hoodies. You got the Immortal Racist, Hollywood Hogan, Hollywood Rules. Hoodie. Not a white one. It's black. A Big Boss Man sweatshirt. Beth Phoenix sweatshirt. The Bam Bam sweatshirt. It's awesome.
I like that.
I like that a lot. I like the Kane. Kane's got two of them, actually. Not a fan of that Batista on my terms. I like the animal Batista one. Edge is cool. Don't like the NWO one. I guess the more I look at it, it's got the wolf.
Yeah, the wolf pack.
Kind of combines both factions of the NWO into one hoodie. I don't like the NWO badge hoodie.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't like the DX gray hoodie. But I do like the DX drip, one of the drip zip-up. Man, the DX hoodies are kind of lacking. The Doink one's okay. I like the Andre sweatshirt. But I think the one that I saw that I like the best would probably be the WCW Monday Nitro shirt. I think that's really cool. And I also like the ECW one as well. They got a lot of hoodies on here, man. A lot of sweatshirts. And of course, there it is. There's your NWO black and red crew neck or black and white crew neck. That's a little more on brand, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think, bud? Anything jump out to you?
I like the Diesel Power.
They also, if you scroll down more, they got a WCW Thunder shirt.
WrestleMania 10 pullover hoodie right above that.
Lightweight zip hoodie for Nitro. They got a lot of Nitro stuff, which is awesome. Hell, they got the license. Might as well use it, right?
Exactly.
Got the Andre the Giant hand hoodie. They got a lot of stuff on here, man. $40 a pop, too.
Yeah. I don't know about $40 a pop, though.
For a hoodie? That ain't terrible. Well,
no, it ain't terrible, but it's fucking a Gildan. With a WWE guy fucking print pressed on it.
Barry just shit on the whole concept. It's amazing.
I like the Honky Tonk Man one though.
I do. I was looking at that as you said. That's kind of weird. Both of them actually.
The Most Perfect Man and the Mr. Perfect Portrait. I do like that though.
Of course, if you guys want a hoodie. Yeah, go to our website, doingthefavorite.com. Go to the merch section. It takes you to webmaneuver.net. All of our shirts are offered in hoodies. So the DTF security, Mike the Cleaner, just picked up the legwork hoodie. He was trying to get us to make an orange one. We couldn't make it happen. Sorry about that, Mike. But he ended up getting a black one anyway. So yeah, I got to cop a couple of those with the weather turning and shit.
Yeah,
I wear a wrestling t-shirt every day. So usually what I do in the wintertime, I have a lot of long sleeve black shirts. I wear underneath the wrestling shirt, but I definitely need to get some hoodies. I'm just spoiled by the Nike Dry Fit hoodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just bought a Vols hoodie and a Nike hoodie and a Giants New Era hoodie. And now I got to get the Legwork hoodie and the Ohio Players hoodie.
Oh yeah, the Ohio Players hoodie. So check those out. Go to the website, doingthefavorite.com. The merch takes you right over to whatamover.net. If you want to join the website, it's for free, obviously. All right, I think that's all we got for figs and merch, Barry. You ready to talk a little football?
I think we got to.
I think that's what we got to. All right, why don't you talk about what happened with our picks last week. We knew the first week we both went 6-8. Not a good showing. Week one of the NFL is very hard to pick, especially with no preseason. You know, not a lot of access to training camp, things like that. So, yeah, we both kind of struggled week one, 6-8. Let's talk about what we did on week two.
Well, week two, we both turned it around. I was 10-6. You were 12-4.
Yeet.
Your Browns pulled off a victory. Looked tremendous.
The Bengals were just what the doctor ordered. I don't want to get too pumped up here. I don't want, you know. Week one, we kind of overreact, and we got dog walked by the Ravens, who one of the best teams in the NFL, a Super Bowl favorite, unanimous MVP, all that, rightfully so. New coach, limited offseason. You know, I was worried about what they'd look like. It's nice to get a win. Nice to get a win in the division. Always nice to beat the Bengals, obviously. Joe Burrow is going to be okay. I'm not looking forward to seeing him and Lamar four times a year for the next 10 years.
Right.
That's a chore right there.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He's kept coming. Baker looked great. He threw that one terrible interception. I mean, you got to know when your guy goes in motion and the corner doesn't travel with him, that corner is going to drop back. He tried to hit what he did. He tried to go for a kill shot, that stupid gunslinger mentality. And he should have just taken the check down or taken the 5-7 yards to run, live to fight another day. But, you know, that kind of kept them in the game a little bit. But the Bengals can't protect Joe Burrow right now, and our defensive line took advantage of that. And Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I said it last week, I'll say it this week, the Browns have the best combination of running backs in the NFL. It's not even close.
Well, then we both took the Giants, and they lost to the Bears. Had a chance to win it, even after Saquon went down. Had a chance to win it. They had it on the 8-9 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
9-10 seconds to go. Golden Tate gets offense pass interference. 10-second runoff. Game over. So, live and learn. You know.
Lost Saquon for the year. How you feeling about that?
It's, you know, you feel bad for him. It's how, you know, is he going to still be explosive coming back from that? There's a lot of questions, but he's a dog. So I honestly think he'll come back looking good, stronger, hopefully, and we'll see. I'm optimistic.
My fantasy team wasn't stoked about it.
Mine wasn't either. We both took the Rams over the Eagles. We both took the Falcons over the Cowboys.
Let's talk about that one.
You want to talk about that one?
Just a second. So okay. We both said it was going to be a shootout. I know I said it was going to be a shootout. I know you went back and listened to last week's segment again. I had Atlanta winning it just because I thought Dallas was a little more beat up on the defensive side of the ball. They had a lot of injuries. They really limped out of week one. I did not factor in Atlanta's – I was telling our boy Ray from SoCal. I did not factor in Atlanta's ability to choke away a win. They jumped out 20-0, and then Dallas – and you got to give Dallas all the credit in the world, man. They had multiple chances. They could have just phoned it in for the rest of the game, and they just kept coming. So Dak threw for over 400, ran for 3 touchdowns. That's never been done in NFL history. That Falcons defense ain't shit. Both defenses struggled. I don't know what Mike Nolan has going on down there in Dallas right now. But, and then that onside kick. I don't know how you get to the NFL and you play special teams and you don't know the rules of an onside kick. For those of you who don't know, the kicking team does not have to, or the receiving team does not have to wait 10 yards to recover the ball. Only the kicking team does. My God. Even with the new rules in place, it makes it so much harder to recover an onside kick, which is why you don't see it hardly at all anymore. And the fact that they just had, you know, 3 or 4 guys around the ball, almost like waiting to down a punt, just looking at it, that's inexcusable. And they didn't play winning football at the end of the game, and that's why Dallas won that game. And Dallas, they came out, they made a lot of mistakes early in that game, fumbling the ball, and I got to give all the credit in the world, man. It takes a lot of heart to come back and win a game like that in the NFL, and they did it.
They did, and like I said, the Falcons beat themselves, but the Cowboys kept coming. They got the win, so you got to give them credit. I took the Bucks. You took the Panthers.
I was thinking. Teddy Bridgewater's trash.
Tom Brady did work. 49ers lost a slew of people en route to a win over the Jets. The Steelers beat the Broncos. We both took Steelers. The Titans, we both took the Titans. They beat Minshew Mania. Both took the Packers. They beat the Lions. We both took the Bills. They beat the Dolphins. I took the Vikings. I was thinking they were going to bounce back.
Kirk Cousins is trash. Trash, trash, trash. I'm mad at him.
You took the Colts and got the win. We both took the Cardinals to beat Dwayne Haskins and the Washington football team.
Let me say this real quick. Remember a while back, me and you, we had words about the Giants drafting Daniel Jones ahead of Dwayne Haskins. I think they made the right move. Dwayne Haskins is not progressing like I thought he would in the NFL.
You are forgiven. I took the Texans. I thought they were going to slow the Ravens down, show that they were human. They did not. You took the Ravens, got the win there. We both took the Chiefs, victory, comeback victory.
Had to come back against Justin Herbert, yeah, who apparently is Tyrod Taylor's job still. And I'm here to tell you, Tyrod Taylor, trash. If I was a Chargers fan, I'd be pissed about that.
We both took the Patriots, and they got beat. Cam stopped last play.
They were a yard away. I'll tell you what, I was a yard away from being 13-3.
And then I took the Saints, and you took the Raiders, and the Saints buckled, and the Raiders pulled out the win.
Drew Brees is out there throwing shot puts.
Well, he fucked me this week.
He did not look good at all. All right, let's go ahead. Let's do our week three. So basically, we were both 6-8. You were 10-6. That puts you at 16-14. I was 12-4. That puts me at 18-12 on the season. So we'll keep track of this and see how we do. Still anybody's game. Week three, we're going to start off with the Dolphins and Jaguars on Thursday night. Barry, who you got?
Jacksonville is 3-point favorites. I'm going to take Minshew Mania here.
Now, are we picking the wins or are we picking the spread?
Because we're picking the wins. I'm just giving the points. You know, I'm just giving all the details.
Okay. You're going Jags.
Yep.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Dolphins. I think that Jacksonville jumps out. I think we get a little Fitz magic in the second half.
Okay.
So I'm taking Dolphins. You're taking Jags. Next up, we got the 49ers and Giants. 49ers traveling to New York again against that, playing on that turf they just bitched about and lost two of their defensive linemen, two running backs.
And Jimmy G.
Jimmy G, I guess, might play. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Who are you taking?
San Francisco are 4.5-point favorites. You'll notice a trend here the whole season. I will not pick against my Giants. Giants all the way.
I will pick against your Giants. I was even going to say, like, maybe with Saquon, maybe I would toy with the idea. I don't like West Coast teams traveling to the East Coast, particularly 2 weeks in a row. But I just, those Giants just look very depleted right now. You all got a long way to go. You guys could keep Daniel Jones upright and losing Saquon. They can take all their focus off the backfield and put it all on the Danny Dimes. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Niners. Next up, we have the Browns. The Washington football team traveling to Cleveland, take on my beloved Cleveland Browns. What you got, Barry?
This might shock you, but Cleveland is a touchdown favorite.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Baker Mayfield over Haskins every day of the week.
Again, I'm going to go Browns. I just don't see that Washington offense being potent at all. Dwayne Haskins is not great. They got a lot of Buckeyes on that team. Chase Young looks like the real deal.
Wait a second. Why don't you call his ass trash like you called Tyrod Taylor?
He's trash.
Okay.
But he's year two. We've known Tyrod Taylor's trash.
That's true.
I feel like Dwayne Haskins is year two, first year, 4 years a starter, new coaching staff, and the head coach is battling health problems right now. Limited offseason, got a lot working against him. They don't have really a solid running game. They're kind of putting it all on his shoulders. They got one good receiver, Buckeye. It's a very defensive heavy team. Love their defense. I love Chase Young. I'm just hoping that he doesn't eat Baker Mayfield. I look for us to get the ground game going and let Baker run the play action. I look for Odell to get in the end zone again. Odell should have gotten the end zone twice last week. I don't know how they missed that pass interference. But I'm taking my Browns here. Next up, we got the Bengals traveling to Philadelphia to play the Eagles.
Eagles are 6-point favorites. Two terrible teams. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Tell you what, great minds think alike. I think Joe Burrow gets his first win here. The Eagles are trash. That Bengals, they have a lot of weapons on that offense, man. You know, AJ Green, he's on the backside right now. He can't get open. He can't separate. Tyler Boyd can. They lost their tight end last week. Jeremy Sample's not terrible. John Ross, he can give you a big play. We know what Joe Mixon can do. And Joe Burrow, he threw 61 times last week. They're just putting the offense in his hands. He had no business playing as well as he did with no offseason as a rookie with a whole offense. And I'll tell you what, the kid's a competitor, man. I love me some Joe Burrow. Next up, got a good one. We got the Raiders traveling to New England to play the Patriots.
Patriots are 6.5-point favorites. Man, I'm still on Cam. They came up short. They're at home. I'm going to ride the Patriots here.
You know, what are teams like the Bears thinking? Like, not taking Cam. I don't get it, man. Cam should not be playing for $1.5 million in New England. I think the only other team that like he really had a conversation with was actually the Browns, which I'm very curious to like makes me think that they weren't like 100% on Baker, the new coaching staff and the GM. Maybe they were talking about Cam as a backup, which I don't even know if you have a quarterback who kind of a make or break year, if you want to bring in Cam and have that shadow looming. So they brought in Case Keenum, who I think is a little better fit for that role. I'm going to go Patriots as well. Cam Newton looks dynamic. I worry about how long he can hold up with that offense. They didn't run him as often last week, but goal line situations, it's clearly Cam. Julian Edelman even looked a little – he had a career high in receiving yards last week, which kind of shocked me. Next up, we got the Bears and Falcons.
Man, Atlanta's 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to take the Falcons, and I think it's a blowout.
You're taking the Falcons. I, too, am taking the Falcons. I don't think Chicago can score with them. And that's just what it's going to come down to. Next up, we got a good one here. Got the Rams traveling to Buffalo to play the Bills.
Buffalo, 2-point favorites. Man, Robert Woods has been eaten, but in the words of Boomer, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Taking the Bills. Jared Goff has a fireball shooting out of his ass right now. I'm taking the Rams.
Oh, my.
I know Josh Allen does, too. But I think this is going to be a really good game. This could go either way. But I like Jared Goff right now.
Okay.
I'm going to ride that wave. Next up, we have the Texans traveling to Pittsburgh, which I heard Pat McAfee just said they might have the best defense in recent memory. I feel like that's a big statement.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Pittsburgh's 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. That's rough when the Texans happen to come from Baltimore and then come play the Steelers.
After opening up with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's rough. I'm going to go the same way. I'm going to take the Steelers as well. This isn't going to be a high-scoring game. They really missed DeAndre Hopkins, man. And Big Ben, I think that they're not as potent. Then they let Jeff Driscoll hang around, too. Let's not forget that. But I think in the end, I think Pittsburgh has enough. Titans and Vikings.
Tennessee is only 2.5-point favorites.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to take the Titans, man. Minnesota looks fucking bad.
Yeah. They are. Kirk Cousins is trash. I'm taking the Titans. We never thought we'd talk about, like, if you told us beginning of last year we'd be having this conversation of Ryan Tannehill clearly being better than Kirk Cousins. Football's fickle, man. Fickle, fickle, fickle. Next up, we have the Panthers traveling to Los Angeles to play the Chargers.
The Chargers are 6.5-point favorites right now.
What?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chargers, too. I think that Tyrod is eventually going to start one of these games. And he, man, I tell you what, I lived that life with him with the Browns a couple years ago. Watched him in Buffalo as well. He just will not pull the trigger. He's a frustrating guy to watch. I don't like him at all. I think that eventually one of these games, it could be this week even, where they put in the kid and he leads a comeback. Threw for 300 yards. Tyrod is not throwing for 300 yards. I can tell you that right now. He's check down Charlie. Next up, we have the Jets traveling to Indianapolis to play the Colts.
Biggest spread of the week, 10.5. Indianapolis are favored. I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm sorry. In that last game, I took the Chargers as well.
Okay.
I don't think I said. I'm taking the Colts as well. The Jets are just god-awful. They've broken Sam Darnold. The Le'Veon experiment did not go well. Defense is trash. Adam Gase is trash. Apparently the turf is trash. So, yeah, I'm taking the Colts. Oh, man, I'd say these Cowboy fans are going to be honest again. Cowboys and Seahawks.
Seahawks, 4.5-point favorites. The Seahawks do not find ways to lose games and big leads. Seahawks close them down, and I think they win by maybe 10.
I'm taking the Seahawks as well. I think that no quarterback in the league is playing better than Russell Wilson right now.
Just saying.
And Jamal Adams is a dog. I think that Dallas, I think they'll put up a fight. This isn't me ragging on Dallas because I know the Browns got them the following week. And based on what happens this weekend, you know, we'll see where those picks go in week 4. But I got to take the Seahawks. And I'm not one of these like Cowboy haters, too. I like the Dallas team. I think they got a ton of weapons on offense. This is 3 weeks in a row I picked against them, and I did not really intend to do that. But they've had a rough schedule as well. Next, we have the Lions and Cardinals. This should be an easy one.
Yeah, Arizona 5.5-point favorites, taking the Cardinals.
Taking the Cardinals as well. I think that Kyler Murray has made the leap. The Cliff Kingsbury experiment is working out. So I am going to take the Cardinals. Next up, we got the Buccaneers traveling to Denver to play the Broncos and Jeff Driscoll.
Tampa Bay 6-point favorites. I'm going to take Tom Brady and the Bucs. I think they're on the same page now.
I'm taking the Bucs as well. I think things are trending in the right direction. Gronk doesn't really have a role over there, which I think is kind of a talking point.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll get that figured out. Packers and Saints in New Orleans.
New Orleans, 3-point favorites. Packers averaging 40-plus a game.
How?
Packers averaging 40-plus a game. Packers coming in hot. They're due. They're in New Orleans. No Devontae Adams. Yeah, I'm taking the Saints. That's what I was getting ready to say. I'm going to take the Saints.
Drew Brees historically is a beast at home. But I don't know if the home crowd, I don't know if that kind of takes that away. Phew. You're taking the Saints? This is a tough one. I think that Drew Brees, I think Michael Thomas is going to come back. I think they're going to find a way. I think that New Orleans defense is going to eat a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and take the Saints as well.
Okay.
I thought the Packers would be favored, though, honestly.
Now, this next one
is a big game. Game of the year candidate. Something I think I think Raw's going to take a big hit in the ratings next weekend. Because we have what I think is the two best teams in the AFC. I think that's pretty undisputed.
Yeah.
The Chiefs traveling to Baltimore to play the Ravens.
Well, Baltimore's 3.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody's on Lamar's dick, you know. This is the year he takes over, he does all this. But in the immortal words of Ric Flair, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And right now, Patrick Mahomes is the man. And I'm going to stick with the man. I'm taking the Chiefs.
This is really hard. Because I think that if you stack the teams side by side, I think that Baltimore defense is clearly better than that Kansas City defense. But Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate find-a-way guy. This game could be a shootout. I love the corners in Baltimore, but I don't think either of them can run with Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman. And Sammy Watkins is as crafty as they come. They use him when they need him. Travis Kelce is you can't cover him with a linebacker at all. So, man, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right. That's all we got. So we'll see how these. I actually wrote them down this week. So we'll see how these picks line up, and we'll talk again. We're gonna keep this going too. So
yeah, man, I have fun doing it. Do you got anything else you want to touch on?
Nope, that's it.
Well, let me throw a couple shout outs, and then let's get the hell going. Shout out to Breaker and Bane, Power Hour. I don't know if you know, but the great, the one and only, the 16-year veteran. Bill Benis returned to the podcast airwaves today.
I did know that.
So shout out to William. It's great to have him back. Laying the fucking smack down to Big_Bane and firing Kevin's punk ass. So, that's huge. But no, Breaker and Bane, two awesome guys. Love them. They do great shit over there. It's amazing. GBM, like I said, he's a Hall of Fame pig hunter. So, got to shout him out. DTF Securities over in, is that like a virtual wrestling league or something?
I got to find out what that is, but I'm putting all my money on him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's going to bust ass. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking one-man wrecking crew. So, shout out to Mike the Cleaner taking no L's. Shout out to all the Ohio players, Sammy Evans, all you guys are fucking incredible. Thank you guys so much for your support. Love you all. Eric, throw yours out.
Jeff and Scott are fully posed, but obviously the OGs of the game. Check them out. Steve and Eric over at Positively Pro Wrestling. Marty and Chris. It sounds weird calling him Chris. Rucker and Marty over at Boot to the Face, obviously. They're our homies. Check them out as well. And one thing I love about this community is like all these podcasts all supporting each other. It's good to have Marco and Sheena back in the fold too. Marco, shout out to you doing a good job running the Chick Foley account. So I know that I've spoke before there's a history there, but You know, Marco has shown nothing but love, man. He's been very cool. Lots of positive interaction. So I got to give credit where it's due for righting the ship over there.
That it?
That's it.
All right, brother.
Dobro, I love you.
That's right, Dobro, the homie out there, and Drew Vinsel as well.
You said Ohio player. That's all encompassing. Yeah, Drew gets a special one, though. Drew, you're the homie.
Well, yeah, he's got a fucking 28,000 square foot mansion. We got to give him a shout out. He won't let us come over. But, no, thank you. Like I said, thank everybody for listening. We appreciate your support. Give us, rate us and review us. Give us a big fucking 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, just an honest review. We love that shit. Follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop their credentials, sir.
You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing a Favor. Wherever you get your podcast from, we're there. Rate us, review us, hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. Go to our store, whatamover.net, shop by stores, Doing a Favor podcast. We're right below Dobro's House of Positivity. And obviously, check out the free website. Become a member for free, doingthefavor.com. Lots of articles, lots of legwork in the legwork sections where you're going to get your posts for people posting figures, what they're selling, what they're looking for. Links to our merch, links to our podcast. There's elite checklists on there. All kinds of stuff, man. It's obviously growing. We have well over 150 members now, and we started in April, and that's a hell of an accomplishment, and that's something I'm very proud of. And shout out Rachel, the marketing director, for putting that together for us. And shout out for getting ready to pre-order me a PS5 as well.
Fucking amazing. So, again, with that, thank you guys so much. Have a great night. Good night. And God bless.
Yeah. Peace. It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury your rep with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why I bury got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Will be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.